It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. This is part two on the lesson, the second coming of Christ. Jesus told his listeners in John the 14th chapter, I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my mind, I hear him say, if it were not true, I would have told you. He said, if I go away, I'll return. I'm coming back. Did he go away? Of course he did. In the book of Acts chapter 1, while his disciples were looking at him, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were watching him, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said to them, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And then I hear Paul when he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and verse 15 and 16 say, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, that's that same Jesus that the men in the book of Acts told his apostles, the same Jesus which is taken up into heaven will come again in like manner. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. And then I hear Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, in verse 1, he tells his listeners, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight, listen to this. This kind of reminds me of 1 Corinthians 4 and 16. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. The bridegroom was not going to come into the room where they were at. He was coming, but they had to go out to meet him. Just like when he comes back in the clouds, the virgins went out to meet him, but we will go up to meet him in the air, and we shall forever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul tells us how it's going to happen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass that saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He's coming. He's coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon, but Jesus is coming back for his children. Setting dates and declaring that Christ will come at a certain time is out of harmony with the Scriptures. Jesus emphasized this when he said, therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.